Moncrief on News Talk.
It won't be happening anytime soon, but perhaps one day it will be possible to have an office in your car. The idea has already been patented, along with many other interesting ideas. Dave Humphreys is a journalist with CompleteCar.ie. Afternoon, Dave.
Afternoon, Sean.
How do they envisage an office in your car would work without you crashing?
Well, one option that they've tried is that the whole front, for example, on one of their pickup trucks could open up. So there's no engine in there anymore. So that could hinge up and suddenly you could have a whole desk in there and you'd be able to do all your work wherever you are. Ford has also done a lot of other things, like its new electric transit van has a steering wheel that you can unlatch the bottom of it. And effectively then it hinges upwards. And what it does is allows you to turn it into a makeshift table if you want to have your lunch while you're at the wheel, obviously when you're parked. But the whole idea is, you know, they realize a lot of people have used their car. It is their office day to day. So they're trying to come up with new ways of doing this. Other things have like fold down armrests that can then swivel around and become like a sort of table that you can put your laptop on. So they're always coming up with new things. But of course, patents and cars go hand in hand. They've been going back for decades and they've always tried some sensible things and some slightly less sensible things. Like in 1958, Ford brought out a concept car called the Nucleon, which you might be able to guess was powered by nuclear energy with uranium fission in the back of it. Now, surprise, surprise, that didn't catch on. But there are some other ideas that do actually make a little bit more sense. For example, there's one company that brought out a seat partition system for the back, a bit like the sort of screen you'd have in a confession booth that would basically separate your two children.
Oh,
in the back
brilliant
seat.
Idea, yeah.
So there are some useful ideas. One other thing when I was looking into this that came up, not necessarily a patent, but in 1954, there was a Rolls-Royce Silver Wraith and a coach builder called Vignale, at the behest of the customer's demands, built a toilet into the back seat.
Oh. I hope there was a little screen in that car.
And I hope the windows worked okay.
Yeah, extractor as well. Is a lot of this though, Dave, that car companies take out patents for things, basically think, well, we don't know how we'll do it, but just in case anybody else has the same idea and it becomes viable.
Exactly. And a lot of it is just trying to safeguard an idea that they have. In a lot of instances, these patents do get used by other companies, and those companies then have to pay the patent holder a license fee as well. So some companies come up with an idea that really works, although they never implement it themselves, and they can make an absolute fortune from it as well. But of course, sometimes they do just patent things that maybe some people just might not also ever think of. For example, you know, our favorite evil Bond villain wannabe Elon Musk's company Tesla, they devised a patent a couple of years ago that would use lasers to clean the windscreen instead of traditional wipers. So you'd have two little lasers on the bonnet that would zap any bits of dirt off the thing. He's definitely watched too many Bond films, I think.
How could nothing could go wrong with that idea?
No, absolutely not. Yeah. So there's all kinds of things. Some of them are really weird as well. Like Toyota came up with a thing a couple years ago called a telescopic tail, and what it would do is it would extend the rear of the car kind of into a cone shape when the speed increased. The idea is that it would improve efficiency and aerodynamics and improve fuel economy. That hasn't happened, but you know, these kind of ideas, they do patent these things all the time. And if anyone who really wants to go into it, when you start going in and looking at what cars companies are patenting, you can sometimes get a hint of what's coming down the line, you know, because they do patent everything. A lot of this stuff is freely available for people to see. So sometimes you'll see stuff that is absolutely really harebrained and wacky, but then you see some other stuff that you kind of look at and go, oh, that could make a bit of sense in a few years' time.
Because I suppose going back to the office thing, indeed parked up, that would there'd be a use for that. But also, I suppose in the era of self-driving cars, that might become something of a reality.
Absolutely. And even Mercedes in its latest E-Class offers an option when the car is stationary of hosting Zoom calls via the big touchscreen. It has a camera built into the dashboard. So I know we're all sick to death of Zoom calls at this stage. But when they were obviously designing that car a couple of years ago, that was still a very hot topic and it was designed and built into it. So definitely, you know, connectivity is a huge thing with all the latest and future cars because they realize that people, even if they're maybe not driving, if they're plugged in and they're charging the car, they can still hold a meeting, they can do their emails. A lot of cars will now have built-in Wi-Fi spots. So there's all these kind of things that companies are looking in. But there is some cool stuff, like BMW has patented one idea that would allow the exterior panels or even interior panels of the car to change color electrically. So it uses the same e-ink technology that you might find in like a Kindle reader for your books. Oh. It uses that. And what it can do is they've created a car as a prototype and all the exterior panels, they can flick it at this literally at the flick of a switch and change it from black to white or red to green or whatever else.
Okay, so that'd be really handy if you're a hitman.
Yes, but when I spoke to the engineers behind this and when I asked them, I said one of the reasons they had was the interior, like the top of the dashboard and all that kind of stuff is black. They could flick it to white automatically on a hot day to help reflect heat and keep the interior of the car cooler if it's parked up so that you're not getting into a stifling hot car.
Yeah, brilliant. Dave, thanks a million for talking to us as ever. That's Dave Humphreys there from completecar.ie.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.